Welcome to Shaken and Disturbed, everybody. I am a little hoarse, of course, because I was at a Larry Long baseball game last night. But my name is Darren Karp, Father God, here with my long-term monogamous partner.
You've said this before, it's not true.
And okay, well, if I say it enough, I think people will start to believe it. Because what is truth now?
Yeah, what is truth?
John Thrasher, Mother God.
Hi.
How you doing, Johnny boy?
I'm doing great. Yeah, if you guys didn't know, listen to last week's NMR to hear Darren's recap of the then Game 3 of the World Series,
Yeah.
although by the time this comes out
We'll know the
in like
winner.
a yeah, we'll know the winner, so we'll see what happens. But
So very exciting.
I wanted to ask you, Darren, right at the top before we get into this week's episode. Our last full episode, I did your tarot card reading about Snoopy
Yes.
adjusting. How has that been? I pulled the three of something. I thought that represented the
So it was
three
the
of
three of
you.
us. It was the three of us.
Yeah. Is she adjusting any differently?
Oh yeah, she's fine.
Okay.
She's a really good girl, and
Okay,
she
good.
knows the house now. She gives us signals. Like, what I really love about her is that, and obviously I'm sure this is true of every dog, I've just never had a dog, and cats are entirely different. But
Yeah.
just like she does communicate with us in her own way. When she has to go outside, I know that it's a different type of going outside than just wanting to play and chase squirrels. So it's like,
Sure.
it's cute how we're I was gone from her from 8 days, which was the longest I've been away from her. And
Oh,
John, like, I
wow.
dreamt
Yeah.
about her.
I know. I was the same way with Magic. When I would first leave him, even for a weekend, it was painful. It
Painful. I
was
don't know how
literally
people do it.
emotionally painful. Yeah. I'm getting better at it, but it's still painful. Yeah.
I'm terrible. I'm like, my parents are
You
worried
know,
when I have actual children.
well, I don't know. Well, I guess you wouldn't leave them behind in the same
No, but
way,
like how
but
helicoptery I am with Snoopy, like that I
yeah.
would just like put my
Well,
kid in like a little bubble and just attach them to me at
yeah.
all times.
For Magic, and we're gonna get into the episode, but for Magic, once I put little cameras around my apartment and I can check in, it really alleviated my anxiety because just
Yeah, we have
knowing that
cameras too.
he's doing his same thing of laying around on his big ass made me feel a little more
Knowing
comfortable.
that he doesn't give a shit whether or
He
not you're
doesn't.
there
He
makes you feel
doesn't.
better about not being there. I
No,
get
he
it.
does. He tried to sleep with me the other I got in last night or the other night for from the weekend, and I could tell he missed me. And I needed a little nap in the early afternoon, and so I just
And
laid
you
down.
didn't want to cuddle with him?
No, well, it's not that I don't want to, but he never usually wants to cuddle with me. So he jumped up on the bed and came right next to my head and like laid his face down on my shoulder and took a little nap. Isn't that adorable? Isn't that adorable? It's a lot. It's a lot.
Should
And
have
he's
led
not,
with that.
these little tuxedo cats, they're not always the most like, you know, affectionate.
Yeah.
So for him to be like, you know, just wanting me nearby, it felt nice. But tarot card, I think the tarot card reading is after, is what I'm understanding.
Yeah, I would say that it's 100% now I'm a believer in
All right,
everything
good.
that tarot card readers say.
Okay, great.
Yeah,
Awesome.
cool. That was
All right,
all it
well,
took.
let's all right, that's all it took. Well, let's get into this week's episode. This one is very kind of modern. We're going to get into some details. We're going to get into some, not necessarily politics, but you're going to hear things like President Trump. And don't worry, we're not telling anyone how to feel or what to
This is
think.
not a
It's just,
political podcast.
no, it's just
Yes.
reporting on news and facts of the time. So I just want to make sure everyone's aware of that. All right. So James Dobb was born in Germany in September 1960 and moved to Ocean Springs, Mississippi, while he was still in grade school. Now, he graduated from Ocean Springs schools in 1979 as a salutatorian, planning a major in civil engineering at Mississippi State University. James earned his degree in 1986 and worked in the field throughout his adult life. Deborah Ann Kopp, she was born on March in March of 1963 and grew up in a large family of ministers and missionaries. Now, she married James in Christiansburg, Virginia in 1994, and 2 years later in December of 1996, 2 years after their marriage, James and Deborah welcomed their daughter Morgan Elizabeth. Morgan grew up in what friends later described as a very uptight kind of Christian household. There were strict religious practices that sort of, excuse me, that sort of shaped her upbringing. And when this happens, sometimes naturally, this does alienate you from peers that may not be religious. I
Yeah.
certainly remember high school and growing up in a very similar way. We weren't religious. My mom's family was religious, but we were just like, we didn't go to church every single Sunday. And it wasn't like we were against any of it. We just kind of grew up without that religious tone. But I
Yeah.
knew so many people that were very religious, and it does kind
Totally.
of like isolate you from that type of stuff.
Yeah, because then, so a lot of that is like caked in some values, even though you can have the same
Yeah.
values. A lot of that is
Yeah.
just like, oh, well, if you're not this, then you're that. And so, yeah, it's
Exactly.
especially when you're a kid, you want to just like be like everybody else, whatever that thing is.
And especially like for me, coming from like kind of a smaller town
Right.
in rural Maryland, those types of things were different. Well, Morgan was homeschooled and was not even allowed to drive. She was not allowed to have a boyfriend. And she really wasn't even allowed to socialize with friends without close parental supervision. Darren was just talking about being a helicopter parent to Snoopy before we
I
started
have
recording.
close supervision of what my child does at any given point in time. She
That's
cannot
right.
just fraternize with any
Any
dog on the
old
street.
animal, yeah.
Absolutely not.
Well, Morgan frequently described herself as feeling like a prisoner in her own home, actually. In 2005, Morgan was allowed to join a bowling league when she was 8 years old. Her
Cool.
time in this league.
I mean,
Cool. I mean, are you serious?
I
Maybe you're
no, I
being
am
serious. Oh,
because
okay.
I like that she's on a bowl and you get eight. Like that's not something kids normally do. That's a very like
Yeah.
adult sport or like
I
family
was just,
friendly.
that's why I thought you were maybe
But
making a
also,
joke.
I think my eighth birthday was at a bowling alley.
That
I
doesn't, by the
think
way, guys, we need
my
to make a
mom's gonna
little.
correct me. My mom's gonna correct me. So I'll wait
Yeah,
for it.
well,
We'll
we're
get
of
a Susie
course.
notes.
And here are Zoe's notes.
Yep. And so
Yeah.
I will get a note from my mother if that is
Can't wait.
incorrect. Yep.
I always think about, I get a little panicky on Sundays about if the show is posted. Do you remember that one time your mom was like,
Well, my
Darren,
mom's like,
where's the show?
it's 8 a.m. And you were
It's
like, I'm pretty
8 a.m.
sure I did it. And then you're like, oh, it's p.m. And I'm like,
I
my
put in PM.
mom.
I do that all the time, by the way. I don't know
Well,
why.
thank God, because my mom's keeping you in line.
She's keeping me in line 100%.
Yeah.
I'm scared. Anyway, Morgan joins the bowling league. Her time in the league ended up producing some of the few photos that were ever shared publicly of the situation. She became an avid bowler and competed in youth and adult leagues, including a doubles league with her mom, Deborah. So bowling kind of became her thing very early on in her life.
Bowling is always one of those things that I think I can do well and I can't.
Same. Oh,
It
100%. Same with me. Yep.
just can't be that hard. And you're like, oh, it actually is really
Oh,
hard.
throwing a ball at pins is difficult.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and not too long ago, within the past decade, in 2017 and 2018, Morgan bowled two perfect 300 games. That's strike, 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 strike,
Insane.
and was
Yeah.
ranked among the area's top female bowlers. And beneath the surface, however, Morgan was struggling, confiding to a childhood friend that she felt at odds with her gender identity. Morgan believed she ought to have been born a boy. And when she expressed these feelings to her parents, they responded with punishment, confiscating her basketball, and berating her with Bible verses. I imagine, thank God I did not grow up in that type of environment, but how, these people that are really supposed to accept you, the two people that are really supposed to accept you no matter what, don't want to hear any of it. Like that's got
Yeah.
to just be really difficult to say the least
Well,
about it.
especially
So.
as it pertains to gender identity, like that's a whole other kind of thing than a lot of
Yeah, sure.
things,
And I'm just talking about it even from like a homosexual standpoint. I've
Yeah,
obviously I've heard a
right.
lot of stories from a lot of people, and so it's like
Yeah.
any type of different and change, but yeah, certainly like a gender identity would I think
Yeah.
be almost like that next level. So
Right.
after finishing her homeschooling, Morgan enrolled in Messiah University, an evangelical college in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. I have a feeling they're not going to be great with this. That's just my
Right.
sense. They
Right.
evangelicals tend to not be great with this stuff. So students at Messiah were required to sign a quote unquote community covenant, which is essentially a promise that they agreed to abstain from behavior such as alcohol, tobacco, gambling, profanity, occult practices, sex outside of marriage, and homosexuality, because obviously homosexuality
Boring.
is a practice. Obviously, it's like a
It's a
hobby. Like I'm not, just like
practice.
it's something
I
you
wake up
do,
and I practice homosexuality every day.
I had such a hard day at work. I just need to kick back with a little
And just
homosexuality, and I'll
practice
be
some
back at work
homosexuality.
tomorrow. I'll be back there tomorrow. So, as you can imagine, not surprising coming from a community like this, but probably pretty hard to do. So Morgan obtained her driver's license around this time, but did not attend Messiah University in person until her final year. And before 2020, right before COVID, the Daub family became known in their West Manchester Township neighborhood for their religious outreach. They even went door to door to convert neighbors and handed out hot dogs and Bibles on Halloween. I'll take the hot dog.
I'll take the hot dog, keep your Bible,
I
personally.
mean, yeah, I mean, a hot dog on Halloween, not gonna complain about that, I will say.
Although, is that like a trick or treat? Like, here's a hot, I don't know about that, actually.
Give me a barbecue, I'll decide, but I'm not gonna take the Bible.
Do you remember, and I'm sure this happens, I'm not trying to dismiss anybody, but do you remember like when we were growing up, everything had a razor in it? Oh my God,
Well,
you had to worry
that
about
was the
razors in
thing.
your candy, your teeth were gonna rip out of your face. And I'm like,
What house is doing this? Like,
that's what I mean. Like, I'm sure things like that have happened, don't get me wrong, but I just feel like in my hometown, my mom and would naturally, of course, go through all of the candy that we got, which I would do, of course, any parent would. But any kind of like apple or any kind of like thing that was outside of the packaging, forget it. No chance. It had razor blades.
Because of course, you don't know a parent like that, but everyone else
No,
seems to know a parent like this. That's always the case.
exactly. So anyway,
One story ruins it for,
a
one
hundred
story
percent.
one time made us take off shoes at an airport for 20 years. Okay?
There you
Like,
go. That's right. That's
this is truly
right.
what
I know what
happened.
you're
So,
referencing there.
just happens. But anyway, neighbors recalled being invited to the Daub family home regularly for prayer and religious counseling. Others kind of recall that the family's yard had been covered up with pro-Trump banners and anti-abortion signs. Nothing atypical here. This is not crazy stuff. Like right now, I've seen this before.
So, by the way, one quick thing. What is going on? You just mentioned the whole taking your shoes off at the airport thing. Just a quick aside. And you travel way more than I do, so maybe you can help me here. Some airports are okay with this, some aren't. What is going on? Like, why are some airports letting me go on without my shoe or with
Well,
my
they ended
shoes?
that practice. They stopped that policy now. So you
Well,
don't have
some
to take off
places
your
still
shoes.
ask me to. Like
Well,
LaGuardia, maybe.
federally they got rid of that. So I don't know what's happening. I haven't been to LaGuardia. I haven't had to do that in a long time because I'm TSA pre-check or whatever, but it was a stupid policy then, and I'm glad
That's
it took.
annoying.
It's just silly.
It
It's
is, yeah.
just silly for us to be doing this.
Well, I
Why aren't
just
we
assume
stripping
tech.
naked then? I don't really understand.
I
Like
would
because
just
one time someone's
assume.
shoes, it's stupid.
I would just assume technology has been able to figure out whether we have something in our shoes. But anyway. Anyway, so back to this story. So when COVID-19, when the pandemic began in 2020, the family's isolation deepened. Business closures, especially that of suburban Bolorama, the place
Love
where
a
they're playing,
Bolorama.
cut off Morgan's new few opportunities for social interaction. This was the
Common.
tragedy, I think, the social tragedy of the pandemic. So Morgan became an outspoken supporter of former President Trump, well, former at the time, we should say, and criticized CDC guidelines, embracing these, QAnon, I think what people would call conspiracy theories instead. For example, the claim that COVID spelled backwards meant possessed by evil in Hebrew. Morgan created a public YouTube channel called Lioness Arising, where she would post videos that combined her religious beliefs with conspiracy theories. So we heard about this. We saw it a lot. We still do, I think, even to this day. The pandemic has lasting
The
effects in that
internet is
regard.
alive and well, my friends. That's all you need to know.
Well, by September of 2022, her posts were continuing to, and they were continuing to grow increasingly erratic and disturbing. She claimed that hundreds of millions of people were after her, including the military, directed by then Donald Trump. Although by then, I guess we were with Joe Biden in 2022 as the president. So, but she was thinking Donald Trump was still connected to that. She insisted that her family was being denied fundamental human rights. In one video, Morgan announced that she was abdicating the throne of England and would not become queen. Oh, okay, good. I'm glad we made sure that was clear. Claiming that she would be the Antichrist if accepted. She de
This
yeah.
is truly like a decline. I mean, obviously, when people are saying this, I just feel horrible for them
No, I
because
know it is. It's like
it's like an
sad.
obvious witnessing of mental illness or
Decline.
decline. You know, it's hard to say because COVID really changed, I think, a lot of maybe somewhat normal. Just maybe I'm like, oh, I'm lonely and I need to get friends to kind of like deep, dark shit.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's just sad watching someone kind of like deteriorate.
Yeah, she even declared herself the prophet of the Most High God. West Manchester Township Police Chief John Snyder later described her videos as, quote, pretty clear, quote, end quote, excuse me, evidence of mental health struggles within the family. By the spring of 2022, Morgan had told Deborah that she was experiencing persistent auditory hallucinations,
That would
which is,
track, yeah.
yeah, which is really disturbing. She said the only way to escape the evils mounting against her and her parents was to die by suicide. Now, astonishingly, Deborah seemingly did not hesitate and agreed to actually die alongside her daughter. Her writing suggested
What?
that she may have shared the same belief as Morgan that outside forces were conspiring to quote unquote get her. So
You know,
this is
you hear
getting
about this
really
stuff
disturbing.
sometimes with tech and like AI recently, you know, where it's like, oh, well, the AI told me to kill myself or whatever. I just feel bad. I mean, that's the thing is like, I actually think AI is going to revolutionize the world if it hasn't really already. And I think it's going to be for the better. But I do think, sort of, with great power comes great responsibility. And in that way, like, nothing beats human interaction. You know, like you can't really marry a
Totally.
computer. You can't,
Well, you
you
better
know.
speak for yourself because I've got an
Well,
iPad right here
I
that
know
I
you've
just
got,
kissed earlier.
I know that. Well, sweetie, you need something. Like, let's
I
be
need
frank.
something going
Let's
on. Yeah.
go.
I got to get something going
You're
on
the
right now.
exception, okay? You're not
Okay.
the
Thank
rule.
you.
But I do think, you know, I can't talk to an AI the way that I can talk to you. You know, they're not going to understand inflection points and tones and certain things in the same way, at least not right now. And so,
Do
but
you
I do
think,
feel bad for people who kind of go
I
down this
know.
route of sort of befriending or dating, or, you know, this is like that incel culture that sort of just breeds hatred and sadness to
Yeah,
me.
I mean, at the end of the day, human beings are social. Like, we are meant to be around each other. This is why the pandemic
Absolutely.
hit so many people so hard. And maybe even it sounds like these two here as well, you know, like, it's not in our nature to suddenly isolate like that. So maybe it just
Right.
really took its toll here, you know?
Yeah. Well, obviously, with her mom doing it is a little even crazier. So, in April of 2022, Deborah wrote that she and Morgan had made a joint decision to end their lives, stating, I believe I have to be with her. There's something prophetic there, but this also makes me think of that Jim Jones taking the Kool-Aid, die, you know, suicide pact kind of thing. Deborah's note also referenced, quote, the evil that has mounted against Morgan and the family, end quote. Though she didn't explain further, her note seemed to assume James would survive him. Presumably, it wasn't affecting him. But James also left behind a handwritten document, and he wrote that he was crushed when Morgan told him she planned to end her life. At first, he said he was not ready to die, but over time, he changed his mind and agreed to join his wife and daughter. So it sounds like he had sort of some semblance of kind of a come to Jesus moment and then really just, you know, kind of was convinced of this. Morgan chose their execution date based on a Bible verse. And on January 19th, 2023, Deborah wrote another note confirming her and Morgan's joint decision. I guess it's interesting that they're leaving evidence behind because perhaps for authorities in some sort of way, like leave some sort of mark.
Well, and I've
And
noticed that people that are interested in this kind of end of life situation, you might say, they do like to document it so that people seem to, or so that they can express their sentiments in ways that don't blame other people, although sometimes they do blame other people. So,
it's certainly interesting. On January 24th, someone's
my
birthday,
birthday. Yes, yes.
2023, Morgan posted her final YouTube video. The 6-second clip contained no audio, only white text against a black background that read, quote, follow me as I follow Christ, end quote. It really scares me. These types of things really, really
Yeah,
scare me. I got to be
they're
honest with you.
unsettling. It's unsettling.
It's very unsettling. I think
You might
that's a
say it's
good.
just shaking and disturbing you. I don't
Yeah,
know. Yeah.
one would
One
say
would.
that. That same day, the family made meticulous preparations at home, leaving their final wills on the kitchen counter, along with their keys and other personal documents and effects. I guess I appreciate this level of detail because whoever is
Sure.
going to have to be take care of whatever this is,
Right.
good that they have everything in order. They even
Right.
clip their dog's nails, they sedated her and left instructions for her care. So also
Ugh. Lots
interesting.
of
I'm
thought.
glad. I mean,
Yeah.
lots of like that is like really interesting. I sort of am curious like why you leave the dog behind and all the happy that they did, but why sedate her when
Yeah.
I guess to depending on how they were going to do it, I don't know. But late at night on January 24th, 2023, James, Deborah, and Morgan walked into their backyard on the 2000 block of Loman Avenue. Morgan and Deborah wore holsters, and all three wore earmuff-style hearing protection, the type of stuff that you see at concerts or a shooting range or these types
Right.
of things. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and this is where it gets kind of disturbing. So a neighbor heard three gunshots near midnight, spaced 10 to 15 seconds apart. Two sounded muffled and the third was clearer. The neighbor did not call police at the time, but the next morning on January 25th at 10:30 a.m., police responded to a welfare check at the Dobb residence, where officers discovered the three bodies arranged in a straight line in the backyard. James was lying on his stomach, Deborah was lying face up, and Morgan was lying on her back, closest to the porch, still wearing earmuffs. Morgan had an empty holster on her right hip and a sword in her left hand, inscribed with the words, quote, "Sword of the Lord," end quote. Two shell casings and one handgun were next to her body. Deborah was found with a holster, the second gun, a shell casing, and hearing protection near her. Police found a living will taped to a sliding glass door signed by all three family members dated January 24th, 2023, and stating that no life-saving measures should be taken if they were found alive. Now, Megan, producer Megan, that we love, added a note here that I think is worth mentioning. She says, not
Yeah.
to be confused with the final will left in the kitchen. A living will tells emergency responders what to do in the event of a medical emergency. A final will says who should get your stuff.
That
So
makes
thank you,
sense.
Megan, for that
That's
little
really
addition there.
interesting. Yeah, that's
Yeah.
interesting that there's two different types of wills. Yeah.
Yep. So suicide notes revealed the grisly sequence of events, excuse me. James wrote that he was too shaky to fire the gun, so Deborah pulled the trigger for him.
Oh my God, that's so sad.
Yeah, that is
That he
really
would like
sad.
to me, that kind of shows that he was having these last, I mean, it's hard to say, right? But like too shaky to fire the gun, so your wife shoots you,
Yeah.
just goes to show that maybe he was having this last minute, like, I don't want to do this. This is
The
not
same
right, you
and the
know?
same thing happened with Deborah. She wrote that she was also too shaky, so Morgan pulled the trigger for her. She asked that her death still be considered a suicide despite those kind of events
Wow,
that
that's
were.
really interesting because she knew
Yeah.
that Morgan would be charged for murder, probably.
Right,
I mean,
maybe.
even though Morgan was dead, it was like
If she were to
posthumously.
survive, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Well, police concluded that Deborah shot and killed James, then Morgan shot and killed Deborah before Morgan fatally shot herself. So it's a really, really
Wow.
tragic chain of events here. I
Also,
also
kind
find it.
of. Yeah.
No, go ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
No, you didn't. I interrupted you. I was going to say, like, it's interesting that these two parents that raised their daughter kind of like she was the one to pull the final
To
trigger in
do,
the end. Like, she even went more extreme than them in their response to religious indoctrination or something. It's just like really fascinating how that happens. And would this have happened without COVID? If she had that bowling league, like
Right.
I'm
No, I know.
in theory that could have saved all of their lives.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I have more of a thought as we end this episode here in just a second. But the one thing that's interesting to me is that in between these events of being too shaky to pull the trigger, they're writing down what's going on, like they're
They're
documenting
preparing
that.
every
Yeah. It's
moment, and like,
crazy.
and obviously, like, you can prepare for everything, right? You can do all
Right.
the practice tests, but once you hit
But
the once you hit the Super Bowl, you're in the game, and there's really no looking back. And so,
Right.
it's that, but that it's very eerie
Yeah.
and very sad. On
Right.
January 26, 2023, the York County Coroner's Office released the official cause of death. The deaths of James, 62, Deborah, 59, were ruled homicides. I
Not
guess
suicides as they
not,
had asked,
well, at
because,
least not Deborah's, right?
yeah.
Deborah was, so Morgan's death at 26 years old was ruled a suicide. All three had died from gunshot wounds to the head. The coroner determined the family had pre-planned their deaths. That seems pretty obvious.
Right.
No autopsies were performed because the evidence matched the scene and no criminal charges would be filed. So, kind of an open and shut case, if you will. On February 2nd, 2023, lead detective Timothy Fink stated investigators might never even know with certainty who fired each
Yeah.
shot. That's
How
probably
could you?
true.
Yeah.
You can't really know, although I think you're able to tell if you shot yourself versus someone else shooting
That's
you
true. Yeah.
by how far the gun was and basically where your body falls. So at least they
Sure.
could de probably determine that Morgan definitely killed herself, but
Yeah.
unclear, I guess, about the others. On February 3rd, 2023, West Manchester Township Police released their official findings. Chief Snyder called the case horrible and said that in his 34 years in law enforcement, he had never seen anything like it. I don't think we've ever
Right.
covered anything really like this. We've
Definitely
covered
not.
kind of family group
Yeah.
things with parents doing something to kids, but not really almost the kid convincing the parents to do this.
Yeah.
Neighbors and acquaintances expressed grief and shock. Some wish the family had been able to find help before the tragedy. Paula Wolf, a youth coordinator at Suburban Bowlerama, remembered Morgan as a quiet but smart and competitive bowler. The deaths of James, Deborah, and Morgan Daub left their community stunned, and the case was later described as a rare and disturbing example of consensual familicide, where the parents willingly allowed their children to end their lives before taking their own.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a
Yeah,
really a
that's
tragic story.
gotta be rare. I hope it's rare. I don't think we've ever covered something like that.
No, and not necessarily about this case, but one of the things that is so interesting to me about cases where there is writing is like there are so many fascinating crimes where there are victims and or perpetrators who end up dead that have documented their thoughts and feelings and behaviors and actions in journals and diaries. Like,
Right.
I'm thinking of what's his name from the Gabby Petito case, who he seemed to
Brian Laundrie.
document Brian Laundrie, thank you, who seemed to have done that as well before killing himself in the swamps of Florida. So, it's just an interesting psychological kind of aspect of these types of crimes and murders and tragedies, but.
Especially when the mental health can be, you're not necessarily born this way, but just environmental factors kind of
Yeah.
influence it. You know, it's not that the religion necessarily made her crazy. It's that the extremity of the religion kind of forced this environment under which she was really isolated and didn't have a lot of friends, combined with COVID.
Right.
That's not going to help
Just
anybody mental state, let
terrible
alone,
recipe. Yeah.
leaving out the religious aspect of it. So just
Yeah.
a really tragic, disturbing case,
Yeah.
all around. Let us know what you think, if you had heard of this or have any thoughts whatsoever at Jay Thrasher, at Carpe Darren, of course, our Facebook page, Shaken and Disturbed podcast fan page. DM us, please feel free. Also on our
Patreon, if you're on there.
Patreon,
Yes.
also
Yep.
on our Patreon, which will be in our show notes, if you have that. And it's also a link in our bio. So let's
That's
try
right.
and end on something more positive, although this feels so
Yeah.
uncomfortable to segue like this,
I
just
know
because
it
it's
does.
such a mind fuck about these things. It really
Yeah.
makes me think. We were talking last week on NMR about scary movies that you want to
Movies,
watch,
yeah.
and you were talking about The Shining, and I said like Carrie is always going to be one of those movies that scare me. And one of the reasons it kind of scares me is because there is this religious, extreme religion that
Yeah.
isolates Carrie, and she becomes kind of this
Yeah,
loser
that's a
and of
great
the
example.
school, and she gets made fun of, and then kind of comes back and kills everyone, and
Right.
kills herself with her mother, and her
Right.
mother is there and kills her mother. So it's like, it's just very reminiscent of that in my mind. And there's
It
something about it
is.
being mothers and kids that always leaves me just
Yeah.
very,
I
very
know you have
scared.
always been a little like,
The Andrea Yates thing, I'm
yeah, I was
always
just gonna
really
say, Andrew
disturbed by
Yates.
it.
Yeah.
Just really disturbed. It's like out
Yeah.
of nature. So anyway, let's try and end on a positive note. I'll take the
Yeah,
first
let's
one
get
here,
some
John.
shout outs here. Yeah.
Well, Sandy, this time in our Facebook group, posted a picture of what I think is her daughter
Yeah.
Dallas picking out some blueberry cereal. I love this, saying, "Darren, it's time. Dallas had fun showing you. I obviously commented about it. You got to get the Frankenberry. You got to
You
get the
said
Count
don't sleep
Chocula.
on the Frankenberry.
Don't
That's
be
right.
sleeping on the strawberriness of it all. It's very
Yeah,
good. It's very sugary, and it reminds you of like just early 90s
it
childhood
really
blueberry
does. Yeah,
cereals. Yeah.
same with me. Well, I also commented on our AI generated Apple podcast photos. If you guys listen to the show on the Apple Podcasts app, go to the show page or whatever and scroll all the way to the bottom where it shows our bio.
Don't tell
There,
them to do
I
this
know, maybe we
because
shouldn't even
I
say
look
it.
terrible.
Yeah, for some reason, and this has been around for like years.
A
Like
long time.
AI has not been around for that long. And like 5 or so years ago, Apple Podcasts just randomly put these two photos of me and Darren on their show
You look great.
page.
You
What,
look
but
great.
that's
I look
you,
blonde and gray.
I look similar, but that is not a real photo of me. You don't look that is, and it's not a real photo of you, and your hair is like a completely different color. So I posted about this on our Facebook group and it got like 60 likes and comments and all this stuff. And I was like, I was wondering what people were thinking about this. I said, I'm not sure why Apple Podcasts is still using two completely faked AI generated images of me and Darren. These are not real. What is going on? Well, hilariously, Mershea on Facebook said, quote, "So this was literally the first picture I ever saw of Darren Karp. She kept talking about having dark
Well,
hair, though I checked Instagram and got thoroughly confused. What the hell, Apple?"
that's what I'm saying. Like, people are thinking I'm the liar about my own
Yeah,
appearance now because it's like, well,
exactly.
Apple says you look like this. And I'm like, how do I refute
Well,
this?
then our friend Candace also had ChatGPT make us photos
Yeah.
of what she instructed it to
I love
do
this.
as Father God and Mother God, of course, us. Now, Darren, yours is pretty good. I mean, it's not you, but it did a decent job
I'll
of
take
like,
it.
you'll take what
Apple,
you can
take
get.
that picture of me. That's
Yeah,
more
yeah.
accurate. Yeah, exactly.
100%. It's like
It's
a
justice
gorgeous,
for
like,
Darren.
Renaissance style, like, painting of us.
You.
But me, it just turned me into the traditional representation of Jesus Christ.
Right,
And
right.
I'm not sure how we got to that point, but nonetheless, thank you for trying, Candace. Obviously, AI has a long way to go before it gets anywhere close to
At
what we
least with
actually look
me, I
like.
don't
Yeah.
understand. You know,
Yeah,
it's
for
just,
you, yeah, that's right. I don't understand, but
it's a little nuts. Well, guys,
yeah.
I know Halloween is past, but that doesn't mean us bullying John has to be a pastime. Is John ever
Good
going to
point.
watch that Ed Gein fucking series on Netflix from Ryan Murphy? You can find out on Patreon first. You can join us on Patreon for as little as $5 a month at patreon.com/shakenanddisturbed. Please, I encourage you guys to all bully him on there. If
Did
we
you
get
see it
enough
yet,
people,
by the
if
way?
yes, I did. If
Oh
we
my
get
God.
enough people to get
No,
him to
no.
do this
This
and we
is not
shame
true.
him, shame is free, people. Just whatever you got to do, just let's make this happen.
It's not going to. I'm going to spoiler alert that for you guys right now. Definitely not after
Oh,
Halloween.
so
By the
people
way,
shouldn't join our Patreon because
well,
there's
no, they
literally no
should.
surprises?
No, they
Okay.
should. We always throw something in there for you guys,
A
but I will say
curveball. Yeah.
November 1st, the night of Halloween on midnight, November 1st, I'm ready for Christmas for me personally. I
Don't we
celebrate
know
Christmas.
it? Yeah.
I'm leaning all the way in this year. We got to get in on it early. Last year, I waited a little too long and then it flew by. November 1, we're gonna have different backgrounds here on the show, so you gotta sign up for Patreon and watch us on YouTube. We're leaning in, guys. We're leaning in. By the way, all of these links and everything we just mentioned can also be located on our brand new beautiful website that we just launched 4 years after we launched the
Yes.
show, shakenanddisturbed.com. It only took us 4 years, you guys. Everything's there. We have our brand new merch over there as well.
Well,
Justice is
according
my love
to
language.
ChatGPT, you were very busy being Jesus Christ, and I was very
I
busy
have a
in the
lot going
Renaissance.
on as Jesus
So we were
Christ.
busy. We were
It's
busy.
a
We were
busy time
busy.
in the universe for
Yeah.
Jesus Christ over here. Well, anyway, guys, thank you so much for joining on this week's episode. And as course and as course, and of course, as always, take care and brush your hair.
Please be neat and wipe the seat. I hope you guys had an amazing Halloween and holiday. Welcome to the holiday season where it's just going to be John talking about fucking Santa flavored goddamn bales. Here we go.
Ooh. new bay
What would a
leaves.
Santa flavored some Santa? What would
Coal.
a Santa of coal?
Coal. Yeah, because he's
Coal.
got coal on him and
So
deer.
charcoal Santa
Baileys.
Baileys.
Yep.
Okay.
On next week's
Okay.
episode. We'll see you
Next
next
week's
time.
episode.
Bye bye,
Bye.
everybody.